This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, Dr. Davis continues her study in the book of Revelation, the prelude to the opening of the seventh seal. Here's Dr. Cheryl Davis.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. We are continuing our journey through the book of Revelation. Last time we talked about the tribulation harvest and seeing the multitude of nations that are saved through the tribulation. But we're going to get into chapter 8 today, and this is known as the prelude to the seven trumpets as we open up the seventh seal, which is the last seal of the seven seals. But as you know, most of this harvest, they are martyrs, as likely conditions will be so severe that they will have to give their life for Christ because the persecution of the Antichrist will be so severe. But now we get to the seventh seal. As the seventh seal is opened, remember, it unfolds seven trumpets. Let's look at what we know. The Church of Jesus Christ is raptured prior to the beginning of the tribulation. So I want to make that clear that the church is not around during the judgment on the earth, and we can take peace in the fact that it is God's last act of grace in which he takes the church in the rapture. And also, during the tribulation, most of the Jews and Gentiles that are coming to Christ are coming at the expense of their lives. And I think this is the urgency which I found myself really teaching to my church, as well as trying to implore to you that the time is now to accept Christ while it is relatively free to serve God in this country. There is time that is coming for the church where serving God means taking risk. And at this point, it is better to come to God in peace rather than come to him during times of tribulation. So let's get into the seventh seal. We're going to begin by reading Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Verse 7, the first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Then the second angel sounded, in verse 8, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. When the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound."
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.